Good morning. May it please the court. My name is Stacey Toiber, and I represent Petitioner Victor Sepulveda and his family in this petition for review. The Board of Immigration Appeals affirmed without opinion the immigration judge's decision denying asylum and withholding of removal. Mr. Sepulveda worked for the Attorney General's Office of Colombia in support of their counterinsurgency efforts. In his hearing, he presented evidence that clearly demonstrated that he faced a reasonable possibility of persecution by members of Colombia's insurgent groups on account of his employment at the Attorney General's office and on account of the political opinion imputable to him because of his job. The immigration judge found that Mr. Sepulveda's fear of persecution was not well-founded and that it was not based on account of his membership in a particular social group, and that it was not on account of his political opinion. The immigration judge did find Mr. Sepulveda to be credible, however, and no challenge was made to any of the ample documentation submitted in support of his claim. The Colombian Attorney General's Office is charged with investigating and prosecuting Colombia's terrorist and insurgent groups, including the left-wing guerrilla groups and the right-wing paramilitaries. Mr. Sepulveda's job was to provide logistical and technical support to the Attorney General's office in these efforts. In that capacity, he had access to highly sensitive, classified information regarding the ongoing investigations. He knew what personnel were being deployed where. He knew their aliases. He knew all the details of their operations, including the location of safe houses where protected witnesses were held. Certainly, there can be no doubt that all of this information would be extremely useful to any of Colombia's insurgent groups. The immigration judge wrongly held that Mr. Sepulveda was required to prove that he would be singled out for persecution. And because nothing had ever happened to Mr. Sepulveda, the immigration judge found that he could not meet that burden. Certainly, the law does not require that Mr. Sepulveda sit and wait in Colombia with his family until they are personally threatened or harmed. As this court recently emphasized in Banks, the asylum regulations provide that a reasonable fear can be established by demonstrating a pattern or practice of persecution of persons similarly situated.
Counsel, how is any of this persecution? Your client was on the government's side. Normally, we think of persecution as something the government does, right? If there's a wave of bank robberies and the government's unable to prevent all the bank robberies, we don't refer to the banks as being persecuted. Why is it right to think of this as persecution?
Well, Your Honor, the context is that Colombia is in the midst of a civil war, so you have the...
Exactly, and the Supreme Court has held that a civil war is not a form of persecution, no matter on which side you're on.
No, but certainly the insurgent groups can persecute it. They can be the persecutors.
That's not what the court held in Elias Zacharias.
Well, Elias...
Now, it may be that the government has forfeited this. The government doesn't rely on Elias Zacharias. It doesn't rely on... or several cases talking about the limits on complaining that political dissidents are the ones engaged in the persecution. And so perhaps this is not presented, but we're not in the business of contradicting the Supreme Court here.
Your Honor, the immigration judge himself did find that the government of Colombia is unable to control
that's why I gave you the bank case. The government of the United States is unable to control the drug trade. It is unable to control bank robberies. But that doesn't mean that if somebody is a drug dealer killed or a bank robbed, that somebody has been engaged in persecution.
Well, no, it has to be
just
on account.
Being unable to protect everybody from all crimes is just not enough. Your argument is that everybody who has ever been a law enforcement officer in Colombia, or for that matter, lots of other places in the world, is entitled as a matter of law to asylum in the United States, and that seems very unlikely.
Your Honor, the persecution, it's not just simply that someone is perpetrating violence against you. It's persecution.
We certainly get an awful lot of people getting into the law enforcement business in Colombia.
It's persecution that has to be on account of one of the five protected grounds. Criminal activity is not one of the five protected grounds. So in this case,
you're not understanding my exemplars. The example I gave you is, would a bank be a victim of persecution? The bank is not engaged in the robbery, but the bank can't be fully protected by the government.
And it's the bank is not being attacked.
A victim of wrongdoers.
It's a victim of criminal activity. The bank is not being targeted because of one of the particular grounds for asylum.
You don't want to say that. We have aliens who say that wealth is a social group for purposes of the statute. And as John Dillinger said about banks, he robbed them because that's where the money is.
Well, Your Honor, let me address, there's a couple points there.
You don't need to spend any of your time on this. I raise this because I'm just nonplussed in this case, as I have been in others, that the immigration judge made nothing of it, the Board of Immigration Appeals made nothing of it, and the Attorney General has made nothing of it. Although it does seem to me to be an absolutely fatal problem with this case.
Your Honor, I'm not sure where to begin. The social group defined by Mr. Sepulveda includes not every law enforcement officer, not every prosecutor, not every employee of the Attorney General's office.
What is it that you think is the mistake by the immigration judge?
Well, I think he was wrong to say that Mr. Sepulveda's fear was not well-founded because nothing ever happened to him. That's not the requirement under asylum law. The immigration judge also erred in finding that he did not fit into a particular social group. The immigration judge found, as I said, he found Mr. Sepulveda credible.
What is the immigration judge's conception of a social group? Is it just a family? Because he talks a lot about family.
No, the immigration judge found that Mr. Sepulveda was, in fact, a member of the social group of employees of the Attorney General's office. He found that Colombia is not able to control the guerrilla or paramilitary groups.
But what about where he said that respondents failed to demonstrate that this particular identifying characteristic, his employment with the Attorney General's office, is immutable because he resigned?
Correct, Your Honor. That's
is that what the board means by immutability? That it's just, you know, like race or something?
Your Honor, no, and that is exactly where I think the immigration judge erred, because, like I said, he found that Mr. Sepulveda met each other requirement, but he found that because he quit, it's not immutable. And he also, I think, misstates the precedent of this court. That stating that it has adopted the immutability characteristic.
It's not this court that makes the rules. It's the board. In the appeal to the board, did your appeal rely on either a matter of Fuentes or a matter of CA? Two cases in which the board dealt with former employees?
The immigration judge did cite matter of Fuentes.
Not asking what the immigration judge did. The question was, on the alien's appeal to the board, did the appeal rely on either matter of Fuentes or matter of CA?
I would have to check the BIA brief, Your Honor. I see that I'm into my rebuttal time.
Okay. Fine. Thank you, Ms. Toiber. Mr. Lewis?
May it please the court. My name is Erin Lewis, and I represent the Attorney General of the United States. The petition for review should be denied because substantial evidence in the record supports the immigration judge's decision that the petitioner did not establish a well.
I understand. What is the immigration? I understand the immigration judge's use of this term immutable to dissolve the social group issue.
The immigration judge noted that the petitioner resigned from his position in 2001. And so if the petitioner is arguing before the immigration judge that his position with the Attorney General's mm-hmm. office in Colombia gives him access to classified information that he might be able
yeah.
that,
Couldn't he be in great risk by virtue of his having once belonged?
But having once belonged is not enough.
What do you do about the fact that in both matter of Fuentes and matter of CA, the board held that former employment status is a social group?
But there wasn't enough evidence in this record. There's evidence that...
There is no doubt in this record that this alien is a former employee of the Attorney General's Office of Colombia, right?
Correct.
Now, the immigration judge says, well, your employment status isn't immutable because you can quit. But as I understand both Fuentes and CA, the board said, it's true, current employment status is not immutable, so it's not a social group. But former employment status, you can't change the past. And therefore, it is a social group.
But even if he were afforded protection under the social group of former employees of Attorney General's office, he still did not submit to the immigration judge that he has a reasonable fear of persecution.
Look, that's a separate question. The question I'm trying to ask now is whether the immigration judge followed the board's precedent on who is or what is a social group. Is it your view that the board that the immigration judge followed the board's precedent or just went 180 degrees the opposite direction?
No, the immigration judge followed the board's precedent.
Okay, so how do you reconcile what the immigration judge did with the holdings of Fuentes and CA?
Your Honor, there is no evidence in the record that when the plaintiff was an employee of the Attorney General's office, that desire to hold the job...
I give up. The question whether being a member of a particular office, which you can no longer change, Judge Posner used to be a member of the Solicitor General's office of the United States. That's immutable. We can't change that because we can't go backward in time to have some other job in the past. All right?
Correct.
It looked to me like Fuentes was saying that is a social group. So if the United States decides that former members of the Solicitor General's office should be rounded up and shot, that would be a form of persecution. That's what the board seems to be saying in Fuentes. Here, the immigration judge seemed to say just the opposite. Now, if you can show me some way to reconcile them, that would be fine. But you can't reconcile them by saying, oh, but in this case, he didn't show persecution, because that's just a different topic than the social group topic.
But in this case, there's no evidence that the reason he took the job, and courts have found that immutable traits...
I'm not asking about courts. I'm asking about the board's precedent. If you want to try to reconcile this with Fuentes and CA, that's fine. But I don't want you to find another way to avoid the issue.
Even if the petitioner established that he was similarly situated to other employees of the Attorney General's office who might have suffered persecution, there's no evidence in the record that his fear of return to Colombia is reasonable. He testified that he never received any threats from the FARC. His family never received threats from the FARC.
What do we know in this record about how many... I take it you're giving up on the social group issue. What do we know in this record about the number of people who are employed by the Attorney General of Colombia? One thing that strikes me about the claim in this record is that the alien has given us the numerator, that is, the number of such people who were attacked or killed, but not the denominator. It's very hard to figure out how risky a position is without knowing both the numerator and the denominator. So what do we know in this record about the denominator?
Your Honor, I don't think we know anything about the denominator.
Why not? Isn't that something that the government would want to put in the record?
Yes, that if we had the denominator, it would be easier to understand.
Yeah. You would expect in a case like this that the petitioner would put in the numerator and the government's counsel would put in the denominator, and then we'd be in some position to figure out how risky it was.
There's no evidence in the record why that was not introduced before the immigration judge.
Where you have as your alternative ground that he has no, you know, well-grounded fear of persecution, but there's almost nothing about that in the immigration judge's opinion, is there? I mean, it meanders back and forth. He says that, but I don't see any discussion. Is there a discussion of the issue?
Yes, Your Honor. Pages... I believe it's page 8. Let me get the record page. Pardon me. I believe it's page 8 in the oral decision of the immigration judge, which corresponds with where the immigration judge noted that the respondent has not demonstrated that his fear of future...
Yes, but look what it says. Respondent has not demonstrated his fear of future persecution is based upon his political opinion. It's paragraph 3, which says has not demonstrated well-founded fear of future persecution of a membership in a particular social group. But then the judge goes on to deny that, you know, this attorney general's office is the social group. So where does he say that even if the ex-employees of the attorney general's office constitute a social group, this fellow does not have a reasonable fear of persecution? Where is that?
Paragraph 1, he notes he was not a victim of past persecution.
Yes, I know.
But future persecution.
I'm talking about that.
Your Honor, I don't believe that is in the immigration judge's oral decision, but the testimony before the immigration judge was clear by the respondent.
He's supposed to make the decision. I mean, look what happened. He got hung up on this social group business. He got hit. That was a mistake. He should have gotten off that and talked about the risk of future persecution. Because maybe it's true, these former people, maybe the guerrillas, you know, write them off and say, oh, if you're quit, that's good enough for us. But maybe not, right? He never confronted that.
You're right, Your Honor. Respectfully, the petition for review, though, should be denied.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And thank you, Ms. Weber, as well. Next case for argument, Cantoni versus Gonzalez, Mr. Lehman.